Baby, I did it again. Your handsome but humble host, Ray I, Little Britney Spears this morning. I'm not that innocent, baby. I got your heart. Now we're going to do a little intro. We're going to go, shut up. We're going to go down in the Ozarks. Way down in the Ozarks. Deep in the holler. Deep holler. Yeah, way down in the Ozarks. Go down the hills in the hollers. This is the old one strap wearing bib overall, man. This guy's a cooking fool. Yeah. Oh. What do you think? A little Ray Ray's barbecue this morning, our buddy Brian
hey,
Clark.
Ray, good morning.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. How are you today, brother?
Well, great, but it's going to be tough to follow up Britney Spears. You set the bar high for me today.
Yeah. Well, the problem is now Matt can't get it out of his head. He's over lip syncing.
You've run my entire week yet. I won't be able to get it out of mine.
Yeah, that is so funny. That's crazy. My goodness, Brian. Ray Ray and you kick some major league tail.
You've got such a great group of people. I mean, just the old faithful that I've met a couple times, and the new people as well. It's just a joy. It's truly, you know, friends among friends and having fun. You accomplish everything you set out to do, and follow you on Facebook regularly, and it's just been really, really a cool situation.
Yeah, the feedback. Tell our listeners that weren't there, what kind of spread did you put out for our media folks?
Well, you know, as you know, we have a barbecue sauce called Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue, and we used to compete a little bit and do some things locally. A lot of charity events still. We really don't do a lot of competing on the circuit per se, but we just threw down the traditional Ozark pulled pork ribs. You know, our signature item really truly is a candy bacon. Everybody just raves about that and had a little fun with your people, and made about three times the amount this time as last, based on customer feedback.
You guys, barbecue sauce and rub is incredible. What in the world got into you two guys? You and Ray Ray come up there, and man.
Well, it was a great opportunity. We appreciate it. We're a local Ozarks company. My partner, Ray Ward, founded the company back in 2010. I have a lengthy experience in the food and beverage industry, retired from Nestle back a year ago, actually. And he and I partnered together, and we entered our first competition, won second place, Kansas City Barbecue Society Pro Division. And we started talking, you know, let's take this sauce to the next level. So we've been going into retail supermarkets and so forth. We have the Ozarks pretty much covered right now. And we're taking that customer base, expanded nationally. Dollywood has signed up with us. We actually have our product in park, so we're absolutely thrilled with that opportunity.
Yes.
And we're just day by day increasing our distribution base.
Tell our listeners what you guys put on the table for us that night in camp.
Well, we did everything from the appetizer. We'll start with that. The candied bacon was an absolute hit. Everybody loved that. Yeah. Incorporated our rub. That was a dialed in offer. We had pulled pork, of course. We did St. Louis style ribs. A little bit of everything. We just incorporated our rubs into all the products and offerings and so forth. We had a lot of side dishes. Once again, incorporate our rub and our sauce. It's great in baked beans.
Yes.
Basically, anything you want to put it on, it'll work.
Yeah, you had deer meatballs, venison meatballs.
Yes, sir.
My guys were just going crazy on this stuff. And the sauce, I heard one of my guys from North Missouri said it was the best barbecue sauce he's ever had.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. We think so. We're very confident in our product. And what's good about ours is that, you know, lots of people say something's too spicy, something's too sweet. We really have a nice combination, sweet in the front end, a lot of herbal, you know, tasty sensations, spices in the middle, and a little bit of kick on the back end. And so far, everybody's really taken to it. We've got the Town & Country's Country Mart here in the Ozarks. They're buying our product on a ready basis. And then having Dollywood, that was really our big national win.
Yeah.
So we're really, really appreciative.
One of the coolest things about the camp, I want to tell everybody, is that you guys rolled in there with a truck and your big smoker, your big cooker, right, set up right in camp, and then cooked these guys dinner right there on site, and then served everybody at the table. We had a pretty big group. We had about 12, 13, 14 people in there, and you guys covered two tables with food and made it all right on site. That was pretty cool.
Well, we sure did. We just, like I said, it was great. Gary Lee was a big assistance in, you know, letting us meet you guys, and it was just an honor to meet you as well with your history in the sport and so forth. And we brought our Lang 84 smoker, which we take to a lot of, you know, charity events. We don't do a lot of competing and events, but we try to do, we get back to the community a little bit. We've done several events recently, and we can put about 30 butts on that at one time. And we had it full with the top and bottom and a warmer box full, but I guarantee you no one left hungry, and that's what it was all about.
And also a nice touch you guys gave each of the media personnel, each of the outdoor writers and the radio people and the TV people. You gave them a little nice little package with your rub and your sauce for them to take back with it. That was a nice touch. I know the guys really appreciated that.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. We have a lot of requests on our Facebook page. Just continue to ask for our product out there, and we'll get it there. Just the distribution is a challenge, but we'll get there just little by little.
And, you lived through the candied bacon, but Tony Caggiano has the record. I think he said 21 pieces of bacon he ate.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah, we made it for appetizer and dessert this time.
Yeah. Hey, what was those little square dessert things? Them girls went crazy over those. I need some more of those. What were those? A little square ones.
Little oatmeal bars. And that's actually Ray's wife. She's just a phenomenal cook in her own right, baker and all that. Yeah, we did that. Those are always very well received. And a lot of times people overdo things. You know, we just try to keep it simple and true to the Ozarks style. And, you know, it works.
Tell our listeners about your sauce, a little bit more about your sauce, because that's what this all started and what really made everything so good. There's a big difference in what you do with your sauce and sauces you buy off the shelf other places.
No, we appreciate that. What we set out to do, and Ray actually started the company in 2010, to set out, you know, a natural product that, you know, didn't have a lot of stuff you find on the shelf for, you know, $1.99, $2.99 or whatever on a regular basis. It's all just first ingredients, high fructose corn syrup, and there's a lot of national brands that do that, so it's commonplace. But what we want to do is have a product true to what our ancestors did down here and start tomato base and have a sweet product on the front end, a lot of herbal sensations on the mid taste point, and then on the back end have a little sweetness, so with a little kick. And I think we did a pretty good job of that, and we've, you know, tweaked the formula. Ray's done, you know, so many cooks and trial and errors and so forth, and finally came across a product that, hey, you know, it truly delivers.
Okay, tell our listeners where they can contact you or get more information or to order Ray Ray's Barbecue.
Sure. We're on Facebook. Ray Ray's BBQ or Ray Ray's Smokehouse BBQ.com is our Facebook page and our website. So if you can hit us up on that, we ship product to Hawaii even. So, you know, we have 10,000 Facebook fans strong.
Awesome.
We're closest retail location is Town and Country and Country Marts up in Bourbon,
okay,
Cuba. And then St. James on I-44. We're getting closer to St. Louis. We're just not quite there yet. And we've seen a couple breaks to get us in there. It's all about distribution.
Yeah, we'll get you in here. We got to get you in St. Louis. So, hey, listeners, go to your local store and ask for Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce. Of course, right?
Unbelievable
stuff. Great stuff. Hey, we talk about it here. It's good. Thank you, Brian. Have a great weekend. And
Thank you, sir. Don't do
it again, okay?
Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, we need to take a break. Huh? How about that? Great interview. Good information.
Unbelievable sauce.
Well, let's go to the other side, shall we? We'll see.